Hey everyone, enjoy the bloopers. Thank you for being patient. Caroline's in the kitchen. Caroline.
Yeah?
Say hello.
Hello!
All right, enjoy. Love you.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
That's actually so shady. And actually, you give me the ick on social media.
All right, that's fine.
Because you're always like, oh my God, just be nice today. You're like, just smile at a flower. Me, thumbs up. That's you. You're literally like, I love my besties. My girlies. I love orientation for school. I love being involved with school. School spirit's cool, you guys. Dare to be above the influence. That's like all of your posts. You're like, I like to drink a beer and do a thumbs up. Like, okay. And then Lily's like, that's Lily's social media. So you guys are really in no position to judge me. Sorry, I have a rep to protect. My close friends' stories are not girl bossy. But I'm sorry, I fucking kill it in corporate America. So.
Sorry. I am a girl boss, so...
Sorry, but I do exist in corporate America at this time, and actually I'm more of a girl boss in my theater life, which I was just going to actually, like, brag on my students for a second, but now I don't feel like this is a safe space to do that.
Oh, my God. Like, restaurant thing.
Hang on.
And
what?
Said, sorry,
hang on,
but
on.
If you say the word literally inside
Phoebe,
Continental, you have 5 minutes to finish
Phoebe.
Your drink, and then you must leave.
Phoebe.
If you actually start a sentence with, I literally,
you
leave immediately. This
Phoebe.
Is the most overused, annoying
Phoebe.
Word in
is
the English
real?
Language, and we will not
Are
tolerate it.
Are you ignoring
it.
Me?
Stop Kardashianism
Phoebe.
Now.
Phoebe.
I can't hear you.
What?
I don't know. It might be me. One second.
I don't know that I'll be able to, like...
I'm not going to do something by myself.
Do something with someone.
Who?
I don't know. I mean, I did something with Mom.
I know, but I don't have anybody here really that I'm interested in doing an episode with.
I don't just like have anyone here that I'm interested in. Sorry, Mimi. Sorry, Taylor. Sorry,
no, Mimi
Shelby.
Shelby.
Savannah.
Whoa, you're
just
rattling off the names.
Every single one of your friends. Sorry. Oh, wait. You know who's going to be mad? Lauren. I didn't say your name yet. So, sorry, Lauren. Right? Am I right, though?
Yeah.
That would hurt her feelings.
It might.
I didn't
Sorry,
forget.
Y'all.
No.
I'm not orchestrating it.
Oh, well, sorry, y'all. Phoebe doesn't find any of you interesting to talk
That's
to.
That's not what I said. I just...
Phoebe's
I don't...
like, I would rather die than have to talk to one of them for that long.
No,
and I was
I don't,
like, okay.
Like, here's what we would have to talk. Like, with Shelby or Savannah, we'd have to talk about, like, higher ed. And that's not interesting to anybody.
No. But there are other things you could talk about.
Yeah,
you're, like, friends.
I could talk about Taylor Swift with Savannah,
what
maybe.
Do you think like this when you're, like, on your way to hang out with them? Like,
oh,
okay,
no.
Let me write down a list of things I can talk to them about.
No. It happens, but like it's different than what I would talk to them about on a podcast.
Why? You and I just talk about like whatever. Comes
yeah, but we
in
have
our heads.
We have chemistry, sister
Whoa,
chemistry.
Whoa, okay. You just said you don't love your friends. This is crazy. We're
no.
outing Phoebe right now.
I just want everybody to know this,
Phoebe
that's
Connell
not what I'm saying.
Hates her friends.
Okay, maybe
Phoebe
I'll throw
Connell
together.
Says they're barely friends.
No, maybe I'll throw somebody together now. Now I have to.
With who? Now I don't want you to do it with anyone.
Why?
Because we can't just open the door like that. We can't just open the door to friends. Because here's
okay.
the thing. All of my friends are interesting.
Why don't
all
we,
of my friends have so much to say.
Why don't
Once
we
Once they know
have,
the door's open, they're going to be lining up.
Why don't we have
door.
The Why don't we have the fans decide?
No.
What? Caroline hates you all.
No, I just don't want to like put that
the
pressure on
I
them.
The way I feel about my friends is the way Caroline feels about our fans.
No, I don't want to put that pressure on them.
I'm just saying y'all could pick if you want bloopers early or you want me to do an episode with some of my friends.
Do the bloops.
Caroline's only doing that because
I don't want you to do an episode with your friends.
Why?
Because you just said all that stuff.
No.
And you don't have enough microphones.
Yeah, I do. I have 3 microphones down here.
You cannot have 2 friends on the podcast. No.
Why?
It's too much.
You know what? I have the editing power. I have the password. I'll do as I please.
Ew. This is a partnership.
I'm just saying, if 2 minutes ago you were annoyed that I wouldn't do that.
No, I was just like, I wasn't annoyed. That you mistook that for annoyance. I was not annoyed. I was just being like, whoa, you hate your friends. But I wasn't like annoyed you're not going to do an episode.
Yeah, but now I feel like I have to prove to my friends that I don't hate them.
You could just cut this whole thing and they'd never have to know you said it.
Yeah.
I don't know why you're like, I have to include this thing that could potentially upset my friends and then add something on my to-do list.
Because we've only talked for 20 minutes.
Okay.
It's not a lot.
Yeah, we're gonna keep talking.
I already have to cut a lot of it. All right, what do you have to talk about this week?
Wait, this is so funny. So I was in college and I came home for the summer. It was 4th of July. And, like, you all left on the 4th of July, or you were all, like, in Charleston. And I went to a party, and there was this guy that, like, I should not have been hanging out with. And so I, like, there were some DDs, and they drove me home. And, like, this guy lived in the neighborhood. And he, like, gets out at my house. And I was like, no, you can't come in, obviously, because, like, there are people who can see. And so he, like, walks down the street like he's going home. And then he comes back to the house when they leave. And we're like making out. And Elvis, by the way, flipping the fuck out. Elvis is like, get away from her. He's like charging at us. It is so funny. And so then we like hang out, whatever. And he's leaving. He's like, you don't want to like cuddle or anything? And I was like, no. Like, you need to go now. And he was like, are you sure I can't like sleep over? I was like, you have to leave now. And he was like, okay, well, like, when can we hang out again? I was like, no, this never happened. I was like, this never happened. If anyone ever asks you if you've hooked up with Caroline Connell, you say no. He's like, ouch. And I was like, it's not personal, but like, no one can know. And he left. And well, he did take it personally.
What?
That's not the last time that we hung out, but he did take it personally for like a couple years.
I thought you were gonna say he did take it personally for like some weird reason.
No, I think he had like a drinking problem as time went on, and he would like go to the saloon and get super drunk, and then like he would just like walk to our home, like our childhood home, and stand outside and text me and call me and be like, I was walking home, but like, you know, like sometimes the bird has trouble flying straight. He'd say weird things like that. He'd be like, I'm outside. Like, can you come out and say hi? I'm like, it's 2 a.m. I'm in my parents' home. My parents are in the room next to me. No, go home. Go home now. If my parents find out you're out there, let me tell you, you will live to see tomorrow. Like, if my father looks out the window and you're standing on our front lawn, the cops will be called for sure. Oh my god, it was so crazy. But yeah, I was like, this never happened. And I have my sisters freaking back. So when I used to hear the people, because I babysat everybody in Pittsburgh pretty much, and they would all like tell me all the gossip, and sometimes it'd be about my sisters. And then if you would just like needed to pray that you never ran into me if you ever spoke a negative word about one of my sisters, because one time I was driving home from babysitting and I see like an 8-year-old boy on the side of the road, and I pulled that car over, got out of the car and like yelled at him because
on the side of the road.
Yeah. And you know what? He was playing, don't say his name in this, but he was playing with a kid, another kid, and the kid's mom messaged our mom on Facebook and said, saw your daughter like do this today, like
wow, you must be so proud of her, like, for sticking up for, like, someone needed to, like, stand up to that kid for a long time. Like, literally, she was like, thanks for doing that. Like, I wish my kid didn't hang out with them.
Oh, my God.
I was like, so, yeah. So, I was like, and I was a little worried that...
that the message was going to be something watching. Else.
I was like, oh, God, they're going to be like, okay, she's a menace to society, which would also be true. That brings me to my next point, like, being a menace to society.
Yeah.
I haven't watched it recently.
Not for us.
I haven't watched it recently.
Me either.
Did I miss? But also, you didn't say it in the accent. Did I miss the ice cream? You didn't roll your R, which I can't do.
I'm not a fucking freak.
Did I miss the ice cream?
Can you really not do it?
No.
Ice cream.
Yeah, that's not it. Ice cream. Cream. Ice cream. I can't. I can't, and I'm not going to, like, keep embarrassing myself. A scene, A is at a shooting range. Bang, 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 bullseye. That's it. Literally, that is it. Wait, went on too long.
That had complete Jenny Slate energy right there. When she goes...
Thank you.
When she was, like, ready for the meeting to start. JK, it's already done. Get to bed.
Get to bed. Oh, my God. I fucking love Jenny Slate. And that stand-up is so good. Guys, we've said it before. We'll say it again. If you haven't watched Stage Fright by Jenny Slate on Netflix.
It's so good.
Run, don't walk. What are you waiting
for? And you're
going
to see the two cutest old women in all of America.
Oh, my God.
Especially the one who goes, what's that scientist's name with the white hair?
Why are you talking like that?
Because that's how
I
she
say
talks.
One thing about how you didn't do the accent, and now you're like overcommit. Oh, I don't think that's how she talks.
Jenny Slate's like, who? And the grandma goes, you know, the one who's Coco. And Jenny Slate goes, Albert Einstein? And the grandma goes,
yeah,
he was in his laboratory,
girl,
with all his scientists.
You gotta stop with this, because you're just doing real Georgia, or trying to. And guess what? That's not how she talks.
Y'all just go watch it. You
ding dong, ding dong. Okay, would you like to
ding
read?
Ding dong, the bitch is dead.
Ooh, there's a she-wolf in
that's a
cloud.
Pretty Little Liars quote.
Okay, I know that.
And then what we got. Oh, my God. Guys, yeah. Lily and my mom,
guys,
our mom, got us Beyonce tickets.
Oh, my.
Can you believe it?
Gosh.
And Lily sent us
so
a picture of, like, the view from our seats. Insane. They're, like, on the other side of the stadium, kind of where our Taylor Swift tickets are.
It's, like, a perfect.
They're great view. Seats, both of them. And I just can't even freaking believe it. But
no,
also,
I really like did not think.
No, I didn't think so.
We
either.
Were going to get tickets for this.
I actually like, literally last night I texted Lily and I was like, hey, I have $7 in my bank account right now. I was expecting Beyonce to give us, a, you know, not less
yeah,
than 24
yeah, yeah.
hours of time to have to get the money together.
I mean, literally.
I was like, are you
like, what are you expecting to rob a bank?
It's a bank holiday.
Yeah. And hey, guess what? I can't even rob a bank. They're closed.
And hey, guess what? Last summer you told me to quit my job. So
yeah, oh, exactly. Exactly. So you're supposed to give me time to get a new job.
Exactly.
Now.
And so I texted Lily and I was like, hey, if tickets are cheap.
You texted me too.
No. I texted Lily separately.
Oh.
I was like, I get paid Wednesday. I will pay you back for the ticket. But can you just fucking buy them? If you can get
in there.
Did she
say no?
She said, yeah, maybe.
I was Dad,
like,
yeah, maybe.
I was like, Lil, you're going to buy yourself one ticket and you're going to go by yourself.
I would not put it past her. I'm so excited, though. Like,
I can't
God,
even believe
are we the
it.
Luckiest girls?
We really are. And voice. I'm working the one in Nashville.
But amazing.
We also.
So you should be off book for choreo.
Yeah, I will be.
Okay, cool.
Don't worry.
Thank God. Thank God.
Lily, we finally named our sister group message. And I think I picked an emoji to be the cover, and almost immediately Lily changed it to a picture of Phoebe Bridgers that says, don't ask, or didn't ask, don't care.
Yeah.
Which
and
is
it's
her
called
slogan.
Sisters SMH.
Yeah. That is,
yeah.
If Lily could say four words for the rest of her life, it would be those.
Didn't ask, don't care.
Yeah.
Probably true.
Anytime we get.
But actually, she also would say Pink Bear. So six words. Six words. Okay. okay, this is insane. This is an insane thing to say. And I know it's not true, but for a split second when he saw my phone case and he was like, oh, is that the espresso martini? Like, I was like holding it like this. I was like, did he? Like, cause he like singled me out. I was like, he's not talking to anyone else. Like, can you just tell that? Like, can you just tell that I'm mother?
Ew, Caroline.
No, but I was like, can you just tell that I'm an ally? Really? Like, wants to chat. Like, yeah, what is it? But like, what gave it away? Everything about me. Every single thing about me. What? Okay. Well. Seems like you probably need to do a comment or a tweet or a duet with this.
Because I'm so right.
Because it's funny. I don't know if you're right, but it's funny. And sometimes it doesn't have to be true to be funny.
Isn't that what he kind of was
sometimes
doing?
Sometimes we can suspend our disbelief.
What?
What?
Isn't that like what he was doing, TJ?
No. What?
Zero elaboration. I go, isn't that kind of what he was doing? And you go, you go, no. And you turn around and like, you're like,
sorry, this is the most I've spoken in like a week or more.
I know, y'all, this episode is going to be 8 years long, but you didn't even get an episode last
week. I feel
like
my voice is just like going.
You probably like it. Anyway.
I love when you talk about Maya being a ghost. So maybe we really need to bring that back before to take this out, but before she really becomes a ghost.
Yeah, I'm going to put that in her bloopers at the end of the season.
Okay. Wait, does she die in this season?
I think she dies in the season finale, right?
Oh my God, insane. I don't remember. Okay, one time I went to Late Skate. Remember Late Skate?
I never went, but iconic. All the troubled kids went there.
My God,
it was
a little
kids.
Bit of like the yes, it was always the
okay,
melon
wait,
kids.
Can we talk about
oh
the like, superiority complex of a kid that went to Jefferson Middle School?
Okay, but like all the kids who were like stoners, like early stoners,
always
were there, and always. And so, Late Skate was like this thing you could do in middle school. You could like skate till like 11 p.m. And it was a little bit like where where those kids kind of went. And I was hanging out with a girl who is now an influencer in New York. I won't say who. And we go in and she like, we go into Late Skate and she changes her clothes in the bathroom and she puts on these skinny jeans that had those rips all the way down her legs. And then she like, goes and makes out with this guy and her mom gets there to pick us up and like Evie's not back or the girl's not back and she's still making out with this guy and we're also in like eighth grade and we're like, oh my God, like freaking out about where she is. She finally like runs up and she's like, guard me, my mom can't see me in these jeans. And she like we like huddle around and she like changes into normal pants and, like we go get in the car with her mom.
Oh my God, I have to. Memories are too important. He goes,
I have to. I'm 1,000 years old.
He goes, I'll forget them. I forget them if I don't write them down. And memories are all we have. And it's like Elena is sitting in the doorway, just like fully like acting as if she's saying the same thing. Like they're saying it in unison.
Yeah.
She's
mouthing his
words.
It's
like mom
as
does
our mother
when we
does
food.
When we speak. Wait, side note, you guys. Or when I'm in a show.
Or when we're just in conversation.
I would like look out at her in the middle of a show and she'd be mouthing what I'm saying.
We're just like in conversation. We'll be talking. Like I'll see. Yes. Or like at the wedding, like it would be like mom and Lily.
Are we just puppets?
Talking to someone. Mom is in Charleston. Whoa. Right now like saying what we're saying. Yeah. And like see. Like
mom
like,
really is the star
Lily
of
Lily is saying like. Completely original.
Lily's
thoughts.
Like, I hate you, mom.
And
mom's,
mom's like
mouthing it. Just kidding.
Like,
none
not,
of us actually. I want to say something. None of us have ever said that to our parents.
And if you have, okay,
and
obviously, different households, different households. But if you have like parents like our parents, and you've said that you hate your parents, what?
Like, and I actually remember distinctly
the episode of Hannah Montana
a couple times. No.
Oh.
a couple times in my childhood where I was so upset with mom and dad. Like, and one of them was in our like old house. So I was like
young,
maybe 6 or 7. I was like Peyton's age old. And I was so mad at them. And I remember saying, whispering under my breath, I hate you in my room. Like, I remember saying, like, I hate you. And then I was like, no, I don't. No, I don't. No, I don't. No, I don't. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I did not mean that. I did not mean that. I did not mean that. If you're listening, I did not mean that. And I like was so, I felt so bad that I said it. Like, I felt so bad. And there were some of my friends that like fully with their chest would say it to their parents. And I'm like in the car.
That's what I'm talking about. Like those people who like grew like, up in the same neighborhood as us. And it's like, you're fighting in front of me. In front of me.
In front of me. I want to open the door to your car and roll out.
Like, this is uncomfortable for everybody. And you literally just said that you hate your mom?
Hate? Save it for therapy, girly. Like,
hate is such a strong... Your mom is, like, driving us to the movies right now.
I know. I know. Well, that's the thing. Is it was never, like... I want to be clear. It was never, like, the girl whose mom was, like, horrible yeah, to her.
That's and different.
Like, you know, that there was, like, all this shit going... Like, you know, that this girl had any grounds to say this. It was,
like... It's,
like,
the girl
yeah,
who,
your
like,
mom's taking us to the movies and, like, handed you, like,
her credit
40
card.
Bucks and was, like, go wild. Yeah.
Did a lot of your friends have, like, their, just their parents' credit card, like, with them?
Yes.
Insane.
And in college, too. And the best was when the people who had their parents' credit cards would, like, buy the pizza or buy the beer or something. And they'd be like, you guys can just Venmo me. And I'd be like, why am I Venmoing you?
That's how
you
I feel.
You didn't buy this.
Exactly.
Your mother bought this and I'll Venmo your mom, mm-hmm. but I'm not Venmoing you.
Like with my Uber, if I buy the Uber, I don't Venmo request anybody because it's like, I'm not yeah. paying for it. So
exactly,
it doesn't even cross my mind to ask you to Venmo me.
Oh,
over it.
Except for that, that's like such an old trend now, and I already did that trend.
Sorry, just trying.
Phoebe just gave me this look, like I just embarrassed her in front of everyone. This look, like why would you say that? But I did already do that, and that trend is so old.
Sorry.
Okay, thank you.
Just freaking
waiting for that. Well, don't. Well, don't. I was like, how were you raised? You were a latchkey kid? Okay, I was a if you can lean, you can clean kid. Like, that's how we were raised.
I was like, it's 3:17 p.m. I got out of school 15 minutes ago. I walked home. And
I'm going to be grounded for not emptying the dishwasher.
And I'm sitting on the couch having 15 goldfish. And I turned the TV on because no one was home at the time.
Oh my God. Mortifying if mom got home or dad got home and the TV was on. I was like, I'm going to get yelled at.
No, it was always dad.
2, 1.
Literally. The dogs went out. I know. Fee, why are there's dishes in the sink and it's clean?
I'm sick of rumors started. I'm sick of being followed. I'm sick of people
is that a Fergie
lying,
song?
Saying what they want about me. Why can't they back up off me?
Caroline's doing choreo on the couch.
Live? I'm gonna do this my way. Take this for just what it is. So here we are now back in the club.
Back in the club.
To turn it up.
Who is this?
Rumors by Lindsay Lohan. You know that song. I used to, oh my God, I had that CD. I'd play it on my freaking boombox. I loved it.
I liked it. I think it's, okay, I'm starting to like, Oprah's messy is okay. Something that I'm realizing because the Lindsay Lohan interview that they had is going viral again.
I forgot that you famously hate Oprah.
No, I, oh! That's not true.
Real ones,
I
remember.
I actually famously love Oprah.
No, you don't. When you're not Josh Peck.
When did I say
you
I didn't
famously
like?
Love her?
When did I say I didn't like her?
Remember?
No.
We were recording and you were like, well, so-and-so's... Oh, you were like, Ellen is... Or no, it wasn't even Ellen. It might have been like Kelly Clarkson or something. You're like, is the most famous talk show host. And I was like, have you ever heard of Oprah?
Oh, I do remember this.
And you're like, oh my God.
No, but what I meant was like, Kelly Clarkson to me is bringing back like daytime talk show.
Yeah.
Because Oprah's been gone for a minute.
Let's not revisit it because it's hurtful to me.
But all I'm saying is Oprah is messy because she's like... And what's your drug of choice? Are you an addict?
Oh, I love the part. And she's like, cocaine. And she's like, oh, what is she? And on now? And she goes, vitamins.
No. This, what's hysterical is she's like, are you an addict? And Lindsay Lohan goes, yes.
Oh, and then she asks how many times she's done it.
No, she goes, and what is your drug of choice? What are you most addicted to? And she goes, alcohol. And Oprah like doesn't believe her. She's like,
I thought she said and cocaine.
No, she says alcohol, but she's done cocaine. And then Oprah's like, how many times have you done cocaine? Yeah. And she says, I mean, like 8 to 10. That's it.
I know. I don't believe that's like not a lot.
And then she says the vitamins.
You know, like really, that's it.
So all the comments are like, that's a weekend. For some people, but like, and some of the other comments were like, Oprah
girl. Well, were you silent or were you silenced?
I love those jokes.
You know, someone was like,
Oprah when she's interviewing Ferb and he's talking about never being able to like talk, and he's like,
Ferb from Phineas and Ferb. In case you guys and were
it, like,
confused,
it keeps the Megan part of it where she was like, I chose to be silent, and Oprah goes, were you silent? Or were you silenced? You know she said that, and she was like, oh,
I know.
I'm back, baby.
I know. She's like, this is the hard-hitting journalism that people want. So that's Ezra's voicemail.
We'd have to be downstairs, unless you were sleeping.
Well, you know that time I got punished by mom for smoking weed, and she made me go everywhere with her because she couldn't trust me?
Yeah.
So she made me be in the car with her at all times. Like, anywhere she went, she just cried. Like, literally, like... I like get home from college break and I smoke pot and I got caught. Well, I confessed because it was Phoebe's birthday the next day and mom was like hanging up decorations and I went to help her and I started tying a bow and like took me way too long and mom was like, Gil, did you do something tonight? Are you drunk? And I was like, no. And she goes, are you stoned? And I was like, best not to lie. So I was like, yeah, because she made it seem like I wasn't going to be in trouble.
Yeah, that is the greatest lesson of our household. It's always,
and you're always going to get in trouble.
No, but it's also always best not to lie.
Oh, that is the truth.
I think in some houses, a lie is fine.
I think in some houses, it's better.
In our house?
No.
Oh, my God.
You will get in they will so find much out. More trouble for the lie than you will. Like, yeah. Just tell the truth. It doesn't matter. You could kill someone. Just tell the truth.
Like, and certainly don't lie about it.
Do not. Whatever you do, don't even, like, evade. Like, just be like, yes, I did it.
Because here's what you're going to hear about. The Citadel has an honor code.
So the Citadel, the military college of South Carolina that our father went to school at, has an honor code.
So does the Connell Castle. I'm honestly shocked our family doesn't have like a written out honor code.
Well, we do have the rules from Alcatraz prison hung up on. It says you are entitled to food, shelter, and water. Anything else is a privilege. Which is okay. But yeah, so I thought that like it would be better if I told the truth, which I still think it was, because I only was grounded for like a week out of my 3-week winter break. And then dad comes up one stairs and he's like, why aren't you hanging out with like, your friends? And I was like, I'm grounded.
That's my
he's like, oh, well, I think you can be done with it now. And then they like, let me go out for New Year's and stuff. I was like, okay, what the fuck? Mixed signals. But when my punishment, first she wakes me up at like 7 a.m. It's like my first day back. And I wake up and you know you like need that sleep. Wake up 7 a.m. She's like, you're going to walk Lily to school. You're going to take both of the dogs. Or no, it was just
you're
Elvis.
Oh, she's
Elvis.
In elementary school.
Yeah.
For a second in my head, Lily was
no,
in
oh my God,
school.
They're punishing Lily too. No. You're going to walk Lily to elementary school with Elvis. And it was snowing. It was like snowing. And it's like 7
But are you glad you had that quality time with Elvis?
Now I am, yeah. But so I walk him down like in the snow, trudging through. I've just come from Charleston, South Carolina. Like my body's in shock. Then I go home and she makes me organize her wrapping paper and ribbon
now
cabinet.
That was an iconic punishment.
Oh my God. You guys, first of all, there are like definitely spiders and mice in there. It's like under the steps in the basement. It's like the place you never want to go.
It's like where Harry Potter
it's
lived.
Like you don't want to reach your hand under there at all. Like it's you just don't know. So she has like all this ribbon.
Ever,
she like saves all these pieces of ribbon.
Every
they're all
ribbon,
tangled.
Every ribbon she's ever been given from it could be from yeah. anything.
From
actually
anything
for her entire life.
She saves them to reuse, which like is a cute idea in theory until they're all tangled in one massive ball. And then she's got all the wrapping paper and the tissue paper and the bags and the gift labels. And like, I mean, she has like everything you could need. And she has me organize it. And then this took hours. And oh my God.
And then she's like, okay, come on, Goose. And she makes me get in the car with her to go on all of her errands of the day. And I had to go everywhere with her for an entire week because she couldn't trust me to be alone. And because I guess she thought I was going to go smoke weed if I was alone for 5 minutes. And she just cried about how she couldn't trust me. And she was so excited for me to come home and thought we could go to lunch and get our nails done. But we can't do that. And I ruined it because I had to smoke pot. So moral of the story is don't smoke pot.
Yeah. Wow.
What a punishment, though.
It's a fucking damper on the mood.
Go everywhere with her while she just cried. Oh, my God. Anyway, okay, so Aria is not having the same treatment at her house.
She's at her friend's house the night of the party. I want White Lotus Season 3 to come out now.
Me too.
I've been listening to the theme song in the car.
It's such a fucking banger.
It really is. Like, it makes me so happy.
I know. I don't know why it's so good.
So much better than the first one.
I know. I if I'm watching a 5 minute intro, then you know it's fucking fire.
It's like Netflix documentaries. Their intros are always so
and they're so bad.
Good.
I thought you were going to say so long. And I was like, yeah, I'm bad.
Like, no, sometimes, no, I feel like the documentaries are pretty, they're typically like good intros.
But the music isn't.
Oh, well, I mean, yeah. But
like,
the way
White Lotus, I'm just like jamming out.
Yeah. Man.
Oh. I pray for the devil just came up on the TV.
She's looking at the screen and there's a really shut the fuck up with the coughing.
I'm sorry, I can't help it. I have to.
Have you heard of McCamey Manor?
No. Is that when you just like sign a waiver?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And he's the guy who literally, I think, just gets off on fucking people.
I can't imagine.
Like, he'll like pull teeth. Shave your head.
He'll pull your teeth out.
He'll like inject you with stuff. You don't know what it is. He'll like make you eat things. You don't know what it is. But people, like, there's a wait list.
Oh.
And you don't have to pay to do it.
Oh.
You just have to bring like dog food.
Oh my God.
I don't know if he's still doing it, but yeah.
Like, he's literally like, I'm making no money off this. I'm just feeding my dog and like scaring America.
Literally.
Ew. Ew. Pulling teeth? No fucking way. Oh my God.
And it's all on the waiver.
With an anesthetic? Like.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, I'm going to die.
Yeah.
Should we go? Film it?
For the podcast?
But like, who do you think would be more scared? The man or me? If I get in there and he tries to inject me with something, imagine how that would go for him.
Oh my God, I don't know.
I mean, who do you think it would end up injected? Not me. Not me. I'd be like, two can play this fucking game. I brought my own.
And they're supposed to have a safe word, but there's like stuff of him using, like the person will use the safe word and he will just keep going.
No.
Yeah.
Where's mom?
I was like, hey, good morning.
And it's always where's mom.
Yeah. I was like, why does it matter? Because actually,
you're like, okay, you are obsessed with her. You are stalking
but
her.
But it's in a way that's like, it's not always endearing.
Literally, why do you care? Who wants to know? The next time you need to answer like that, because that's the way you're acting right now. When our father asks where mom is, Phoebe's like, why does it matter? Why do you care? Who's asking? Can I say who's calling?
He goes.
She's busy. Okay.
He goes upstairs, then he comes back downstairs. I don't know why. Do your job.
I don't know what. Wait, actually though, take this out. What does he do all day?
I don't know.
Do you also feel like doesn't work?
This is the first day he's worked since I've been home.
It's so. And you know, he was giving me shit. He used to work 23 hours a day, and now he works 3, maybe.
Maybe.
Literally, I never see him working. I don't know what he does.
But he comes back downstairs, gets the popcorn out, and he goes, where's mom?
Yeah.
Does not asking me a word about like anything I'm doing. And I was like, I think she's downstairs. He goes downstairs.
Oh my
God. I know mom's thrilled because she's down in the garage sorting her Christmas stuff, which has been pissing her off all since she started taking it down.
Because he's like, leave mom alone.
Why have we not invented cordless hair dryers, cordless straighteners?
I think they probably have.
And cordless curlers.
Maybe. Well, I don't know.
There is a new hair tool that I want to get.
We should have wireless charging for them. We should have wireless charging for all of them that you can just hang them on when you're not using them. And then no fucking cords.
Like the Dyson vacuum, which is the best invention ever. I vacuum every single day now. Because it's so easy. It's literally so light.
Mm-hmm. And you don't have to think about it.
There's no cord.
And it's like you don't have to be like, where am I going to plug this in?
If I have to like unravel the whole cord, there's nothing I hate more than unraveling the cord. I hate it. Yeah. And so you don't have to.
And then having to, you're already exhausted just thinking about having to ravel it back up. Yes, and
that, oh my God, the raveling it back up is the only thing that is worse than the unwrapping it. And it's like you find the cord, you find the plug, but it like, you just miss one corner. And there's like nowhere that you can plug in your vacuum that it's going to get to that corner.
But it's like, even if you can plug it in closer to the corner, it's like, what's the point?
It's like, what's the point? It's like,
am I going to completely move the cord to go back over to this outlet so I can get this one corner of the room? No.
I know. But it's like, if you don't, then like, what does that say about you? You know, like you're going to get yelled at by mom if
it says you're real,
if you're doing it at her house. So I'm just saying like, accessibility is important. Yeah, that's basically what we're saying.
Well, you're such an advocate.
Yeah, but there is a new hair tool that I want. I don't know if it's new, but so like I have the Dyson Airwrap, and it is the greatest.
Okay, subtle flex.
It's the greatest thing.
Caroline's a millionaire. You heard it here first. Caroline's
not a millionaire.
No, she's a billionaire. Caroline,
she's a zillionaire. Caroline is poor. But the Caroline's poor because she has the nice hair. Just kidding. But I do have it. And